All right, bro. Episode 29.
Come on. Ooh.
CT3 me one time, baby. CT3 me.
Oh, God.
I'm still feeling the rally shot. It's not going to lie. I'm still hurting. Yeah. I'm still hurting. Hey, did you call that?
I did, but it's okay. I did. I don't know. Was it on record?
I think it's on record.
Did we get video?
It's on our story right now. I was one trip. I'd always have faith, obviously, but I was nervous. And the camera goes to you. You're like, dude, we're on to San Francisco, right?
Yeah, CT3 walk off right here. And that's we knew it. CT3 was coming up. I did call that during commercial break. CT3 walk off right now.
Let's go.
I did.
As Belichick would say, he said, we're on to Cincinnati. Well, we're on to San Francisco, right?
We're on to San Fran.
Let's go.
Pack your bags. Let's go.
There's a lot to talk about. Drive
up the coast.
Let's a lot to talk about the game. Let's first start with Scherzer. Another shaky start for him.
Yeah. And we kind of predicted this a little bit. We kind of said he's not hot right now coming in, but he looked of the three shaky starts. At least last night it was the best of the three. So
that means I'll give you that. Oh, yeah, just one run. That's fine. Getting
better.
Obviously he did not want to come out. Which we were kind of like, shit, man. I don't know if you should take him out, especially for Joe Kelly. We love Joe Kelly, but sometimes he could be shaky. But all the moves that Roberts made, I think he did amazing last night. Even though we give him shit all the time.
We do give him shit, especially in October, because how many times have we had this conversation? Is Roberts making the call, or is he getting the phone call from upstairs to make that move?
We always say that because he's a player's guy. You would always want like his guy to be out there, like Scherzer, Kershaw. So I don't know. You think he gets the call?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. I think all these teams are doing this nowadays in this Moneyball, Sabermetrics era. All these teams are doing this now. They're not these GMs, these guys in the front office. They're not getting baseball guys. They're getting statisticians. That's what they're getting.
I know. Well, last night it worked. Yeah. Every dude, our bullpen's been lights out, man.
Yeah, last night it worked.
You see the stats since the World Series, our bullpen in the playoffs, since that in it, I think it's like 15 scoreless innings pitched since last year. In playoffs,
bullpens win you rings in October, and this is what was the problem. Remember, like 10 years ago, when the Dodgers getting bounced out of the playoffs in the 2000s and the early teens, we had no bullpen. Our bullpen was trash, and that's what we did. We went and stocked up the bullpen over the past 3 years, and that's why we're here now.
I love it. We'd have to use Urias.
Jansen came in and just boom, boom, boom,
dude. I mean, he gave up the hit, but then, strikes out the side, though, still amazing.
Gatterall was a little shaky. We were worried about it because
he's actually our worst bullpen pitcher right now, right? Coming down the stretch, Gatterall. I mean, he has nasty stuff, but hey, he did well.
Yeah.
Trained in, dude. Always, dude, that guy's lights out.
The one interesting call that I would have done, though, I would have – there was one questionable time. There was Trey Turner was on first base with one out. I would have sent him there. I think we should have been more aggressive with the stealing. And then I think when we did the double switch, I was really shocked the first time we did the double switch when we took Scherzer out of the game. I thought Teo Pujols was going to come in.
Yeah.
And they saved him. That was a little bit of a weird one.
And then that would have been – what did you think of Beatty? I mean, did you like the move that – he obviously went 0-for-3, but –
We won,
so it doesn't matter. We won.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. We won, and he needed to fill a hole right then and there, and he filled the hole at least for us.
And that's nothing, it.
No harm. No harm came of it. So,
well, let's talk about the man guy. Belly, bro. What a game. I know we talk about Belly every pod, and we don't hate him, but we give him his shit when he needs it. He knows that he had a bad regular season. But like we said last pod, it's all about the playoffs now.
The two stolen bases.
Unbelievable. I mean,
that,
like that Taylor said, that changed his whole at bat. Once the guy's at second, all you're looking for is he's like, I got to do is hit the outfield, Belly scored, and obviously hits a homer.
Exactly. But again, I'm just gonna go back to it. I mean, we're still celebrating. We're going to San Francisco. I think we got San Francisco. I'm gonna call Dodgers in four in that when we get to some of our picks, but I'm calling Dodgers in four. But again last night, dude, everything with the long ball. We would have manufactured a run because we did get Bellinger to second on two different occasions by stealing. We did play some small ball there. Uh-huh. But all the long ball again, man.
I know. I was thinking about that today, dude. I was like, oh, we scored a two-run homer and a solo shot. Oh, let's talk about Turner too. Dude, this guy's gonna go down as like the
he's clutch, dude.
Of the most legendary Dodgers, dude. Every time
I don't think he gets enough respect in the MLB, dude, because you remember what Freeze did for the Cardinals in that series against Texas? I think it was in the World Series. And everybody said, oh, Freeze is Mr. Clutch in the postseason.
Oh, I know. How come they never see
That was like one postseason, maybe two. He did it again. But, dude, Turner's been doing it since clutch.
I know, dude. This guy, always a big spot, dude. And especially, Wainwright was dialed in. He hits a homer to tie the game, dude. Unbelievable, bro.
Yeah, Wainwright did everything the Cardinals could have asked for him to do. You know, but I mean, the hotter hitting team, the better hitting team won.
Yeah, man, dude. You know, God,
they couldn't push. We were in trouble a bunch of times. We were in trouble a few times, but we got out of it. Our pitching got us out of it.
And then what about us, though? I know we love Trey, but dude, that base is loaded with one out.
Base is loaded with one out, the double play. Yeah.
Thank God. As long as we won, though, it's all good.
But you know what? We did get lucky a couple times too, because in that first inning, who was it? The shortstop for them was not playing a great game. He had that air off his glove. Then he dropped a little
blooper. Oh, I know, dude. Thank God. Even though that never led to any runs, but
exactly. Hey, you know what? That's in the past. Bring on the Giants.
Sigh of relief, right? Okay, we're on to the.
What do you think about this series now? Okay. Give me your thoughts on this series.
Okay, Logan Webb's a beast. I don't see Buehler losing, especially when playoff mode hits. I don't see us losing tomorrow night, do you? We're riding off that high, right?
Yeah.
We have to split, obviously. We're going to split.
Buehler versus Webb, Urias versus Gossman.
And then Monday, you're thinking Scherzer against – is it going to be Descafini? Do we own what – remember we said
– Haven't announced it yet, but honestly, I already gave my pick. I'm saying Dodgers in four. I don't think the Giants have the depth to go five games.
Yeah.
I wish we were playing seven games. I said this last pod. I wish we were playing seven games.
I wish it was the NLCS.
Because they don't have that depth. Yeah. But Dodgers in four is my
pick. It's a shame that we're meeting them now. And this is true. Did I hear this said that we've never played the Giants in playoffs before?
Oh, that can't be.
No, that's what I was
ever. But,
dude, I heard someone said it on the radio today. That'd be insane, right? I don't know if it was true, but like, dude, it might be the first.
That can't be. That can't be. We faced each other so many times for the pennant, I feel like, back in the day.
Let me see. Giants.
The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. Wasn't that against who they faced in that?
Trust me, man. I don't agree with the stat, but.
We'll have to look, whatever.
But so tomorrow, I think we take game one. Or as long as we have a split in San Fran.
So I guess, here it is. So yeah, we have played them. The shot heard around the world was the New York Giants versus the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Okay. So maybe they're not
counting. That counts, right?
Yeah, that counts. So I guess they're not counting LA, SF, whatever. Anyway, I think Dodgers in four as well. Obviously, biased pick by us, but I think we're just a better team.
I agree.
But you know what we're going to notice is that Giants get it done by playing like the Rays. They don't really rely on the long ball, right? They do it the right way. Yeah.
They play good small ball.
Yeah.
I think Dodgers in four. I think Buehler handles game one. I think game two, I still think we take a 2-0 lead, to be honest. I think we pull off both wins up there in San Fran. I'm thinking maybe we drop game three.
Whack of Scherzer if he's going to have another subpar performance four in a row. I don't think. I mean, shit.
Well, I guess the question is, will it be Scherzer?
Oh, or maybe
between now and Monday.
Gonsolin? Maybe.
Maybe Gonsolin. Maybe
it depends.
Bullpen.
Obviously, if it's one, okay, 2-0. If we're down 2-0, just say that. Then we're throwing Scherzer, right? Up 2-0. Up 2-0, you throw Gonsolin, right? I guess, or you could say, I don't know.
Okay. Real, okay. To counter that, though. If we're up 2-0 and you throw Scherzer and he gets beat, what do you do in game four now?
So
you got to save Buehler for game five.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you start Buehler on short rest for game four? I mean, you could.
I think you just got to how it plays out. Obviously, you're down 2-0. You're throwing Max, obviously.
I just want to give a quick update here.
What happened?
Tyler Higbee touchdown.
Are you serious?
Dead.
How'd they get the ball back?
Higbee's touchdown.
How'd they get the ball back, bro?
Awaiting the extra point. It is 15-7 right now. Rams could be 16-7 if they kick the extra point right now.
Jesus.
Higbee.
All right.
But yeah, so I mean, what about these other series? Because now we've seen the first game in the Houston series. We called this again. Central does not show up.
Central's horrible,
the Central
bro.
Does not show up. This is what you get for playing in a horrible division.
They're horrible. I think it's gonna be Houston against Rays, the two best teams that always get it done in the playoffs, right?
Yeah. I agree. I don't think Boston can hang. Boston cannot hang, and I think the Astros have just too much firepower against the White Sox.
Yeah, I know. And then Braves, I know I'm happy they made it because they had a lot of adversity go through on shit. But dude, Brewers are good.
Brewers are really good, but that's a sneaky series. I'm gonna say, be careful of the Braves. Don't count.
I hope that we went in four.
Be careful of the Braves. They could shock people.
Hey, let them go the full five. Let us sweep or win in four. Right, get some rest.
Let them beat the hell out of each other.
Oh man, gosh, dude, I still got the adrenaline from last night, dude. That was awesome, bro.
I know, I still got shivers, dude. I love those moments, dude. We were at Yards. The minute the ball came off the bat, I just bolted. I was gone. Yeah.
Those are the best moments, man.
Running around like a madman.
Man, imagine to be at that game. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I know. I got a buddy that was actually there. A buddy of mine that I went to school with was there.
What did he say? Just unreal.
Just electric. Electric. But this is the other thing that bothers me. Did you see? I think it was like bottom of the first inning or top of the second inning, and there was a picture floating around of like the stadium still half empty.
Oh yeah. That bothered you. But dude, I'll give you that. But dude, traffic's kind of brutal, bro, right?
Yeah, but
I thought everyone works from home anyway. They should be on.
Exactly. Come on, LA fans.
Oh, do it.
That game was. Remember when you saw tickets? Tickets for that game weren't that expensive.
I know, but hey, Yards way better than.
Yeah.
What else happened? How about Scherzer's shots? How about Scherzer's post game? Was he say I'm already drunk? Dude, was he slugging beers when they took him out? How was he already drunk? Just after a couple.
He reminded me. Scherzer pulled an EB in Eric Blatt's when the Dodgers won it last year. Scherzer taking his shirt off. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, every guy in the locker room had their shirt off. Remember a couple years ago, it was just like Kike and Puig were the only ones to take their shirts off. But everyone had
Puig, your friend.
Puig, your friend. Oh my! And then how about Juan Soto cheering for his boy? That was awesome.
I like
Can we get Juan Soto next year?
I know. Maybe? Seriously, dude, can we sign him to a quick, 1 month contract right now? Get him out there. Actually, we don't need him. We're good. We're fine. That's true.
We don't need him.
We don't need him.
What do you think is going to be going for any guys that? I mean, obviously, all our guys are going to be on the roster. ER is going to start the main guys. Who's going to play first going forward? What do you think? Just on pitching matchups, I guess, right?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a pitching matchup. I think you're going to see some Beatty. You might see Bellinger there.
And then Taylor in center.
Up in the outfield, yep.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I think you could see – I think that's the thing. We're just going to play matchups. And that's what postseason's all about, dude. It's strategy. People don't understand. People think, baseball is so boring. The people that think baseball is boring,
they don't know the game.
Understand
They don't understand.
They don't understand the strategy.
But once you understand the game, oh my gosh, that's why baseball. This is the best baseball playoffs. Every pitch you're freaking on your seat. Yeah, it's crazy.
There's
man.
So much strategy. But we love it. We love it. This is the best time of the year, dude. Best it time is. Of the year. We got it football. Is. We got college football. Hockey starting. NBA starting. Dodgers are going all the way to November.
This is it, bro. And we're gonna have a lot of we're gonna be struggling in the morning a lot of these as long as we maybe we'll ease back on the rally shots. Well, hopefully we'll be ahead most of these games, so we don't have to do rally shots.
No, those damn rally shots, man. That I'm gonna say that was a rally cup,
pretty rally much cup. Remember I think we're just sipping it. Yeah, I was like, we can't take it right now. Oh man. Oh, Dodgers, man. All right. Let's go. Let's Dodgers. Keep it going, boys. We'll talk about
Dodgers.
It. Maybe on Sunday night after the first two games, maybe.
Yeah, right? We have to do Sunday. We might not be able to do a Monday recap because we're going to be
can't do it during the game. Probably. Oh, yeah. We could do it from Yards.
Do it from Yards. We'll live stream Yards.
Only if Oscar's there.
So, yeah.
All right. Yes. Dodgers. That was awesome. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the momentum going. Love this team.
Let's go, Dodgers. Let's go.
And let's go. Right. Okay. Let's.
Let's do a short and sweet episode.
There's not really other. We're just talking Dodgers and picks this week. That's it, bro.
Picks. Let's do it.
Action at the urinal. No shoulder moves this week because I struggled a little bit last week. Yeah. But
action at the urinal. Let's go.
Brought to us by
Melts Protein Bites. Grab a pack. Hit them up on their website. Throw them in the freezer. Pop them in your mouth.
Pretty soon, Stella will sponsor us.
Let's go, Stella. Get on it. You know you.
I mean, where you start? We'll start in college, right? What's our
overall college record? Okay, so last week in college we had our first losing week, but it still wasn't terrible. We went 4-6-1. Mm-hmm. The one push was the Buffalo game.
That's crazy. We both went 2-3. Yeah
2-3. I went 2-3-1.
So
4-6-1, our overall record right now, we are 24-14-1.
Still picking winners. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
We're still in the.
How many you got this week? I think I only have three. What do you got?
So I only got three too, but I'm also going to give three quick leans real quick. Okay. These are not locks, just three games that I guess were honorable mentions that I would have liked. I'll bust those out real quick.
Actually, I had three and one bonus. A Friday night game.
Ooh, I think I might know what Friday night game is. Because there's a Friday night game that I kind of like too. Yeah. But I left it off. But we got the big Red River rivalry game this week, Texas, Oklahoma. I don't think Oklahoma's for real. This is a lean. I do like Texas getting the 3 points. They've kept it close in all the past ones, I think, except for one, 4 to 5, they've covered. I think Texas keeps it close. That's a lean. Georgia, we've been saying it. I think Georgia's the best team in the entire
country. These are your leans, right?
They're going to Auburn. Georgia is, I think, 3-1 against the spread. They're giving up 15.5 at Auburn. I don't see anybody stopping Georgia at this point. Give me Georgia in the lean. And my last lean, only because I don't like to bet on my teams, UCLA should roll Arizona. They're coming off that tough loss to Arizona State where they did not look good.
Yeah.
This is a bounce-back game, I think. Arizona might be one of the worst teams in the country, not alone just the Pac-12, but I think UCLA rolls them. Those are my three quick leans.
Those are quick leans.
For my locks.
All right, call me to start with my Friday pick. You know I'm always about spots. You know, I was all about spots or upset, exactly how they did the last week and then how they're looking. So Cincy, probably biggest win in their program history, right? Last week, winning in Notre Dame.
Yep.
All right, so now they're home, short week, home against Temple. -29.5?
29.5.
Temple all day, bro. You think they're
– I like it.
Dude, do you think they're going to be up for this game? I mean, obviously they're going to be up for their top five team, but, dude, I think Temple's definitely cut. Give me Temple, bro. Just based on the spot. Just give me Temple. Okay. I've never seen Temple play, be honest, but I don't care.
This is the second time we've taken Temple on this pod. We took them back in week two or week three again, I think, against Akron.
And they covered.
So now you're gonna get the Temple.
There we go, bro.
Give me your other ones. Keep going. What else you got?
Oh, you want me going back to that Red River rivalry.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah. I always take the over in this game. It usually works out for me. I'm taking the over. I think both offenses put up because I know Oklahoma's offense been struggling, but I think this is like their coming out party eventually, I hope. What's his name? Rattler. Yeah, he's been getting.
I'm not a fan of Rattler. I always thought he's kind of a little overrated.
Well, bro, it's now or never. Are you going to? Yeah. So I just like the over 16.5. Give me that. What about you?
Seemed to be a good game because Texas swapped quarterbacks a couple weeks ago. They took Card out. They got the other kid there. Yeah. Texas running back is
legit.
He's a beast. So I could be a lot of points. I think Texas keeps it close. Those are where we're on that.
Okay. Is it your turn or
you got any more? Or so you're riding Temple and you're rolling the over in the Red River game.
Yeah, but I got two more. What was it? What was it, man? Oh, I'm Iowa money line home against Penn State.
Okay.
I'll just do money line. I know it's 1.5.
That's the game of the week. It is 1.5. Game of the week. Both undefeated. So it's
who do you like game. In that? Are you not you staying away from that game?
Iowa looks so good. Their defense is just so solid. I prefer Penn. Stay away from that game. That's a game to watch. I don't want to bet on.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. I just think Iowa, they got it. And
they're legit, man.
What's my last one? My last one was it. Give me this is a weird line, bro. You know I look at fishy lines. Okay, so Michigan's number 9. I know I've been taking them all year.
Except for last year. Okay. Dude. I know where you're going.
Bro, They're only the number 19. Dude, I thought Nebraska sucked. They're only favored by 3 at Nebraska. Give me Nebraska plus weird. 3 all day.
Very weird. I think that was on my honorable mentions too. I left that one off only because I just can't take Nebraska. Nebraska is every time I bet Nebraska, they screw me, but I do like it. I think Nebraska does cover in this spot here.
So those are my four, man. Give me Nebraska plus the 3.
All right, Nebraska, Temple,
Nebraska
over.
Yeah, over. And Nebraska, Temple, over. And what was the other? Oh, Iowa Moneyline. Let's go.
Iowa Moneyline.
Let's go, right, man. It's a bounce back week. Come on.
Let's go, Cup. Go, Cup. All right. I got three locks in college. Since last week was my first losing week in college, I'm just going to narrow it down. I'm just going to pick my spots here. I'm going 3. Loved Kentucky last week. Kentucky was getting 7.5 against Florida. They shouldn't have been getting that many points. They won outright. We were all over Kentucky last week. This week, I'm fading Kentucky. LSU getting 3 points at Kentucky. Coach O is phenomenal on the road as a dog. Kentucky's favored in this game by 3. Give me LSU getting the points. That's my first one.
I like that. I like it.
My second lock is there is a coach and a school combo. So I'm going coaches here. This is you were picking your spots at the right time. So who's played who and how it comes. I'm going coaches in this week.
Okay. All right.
Kyle Whittingham has one of the best records against the spread, especially on the road. Utah is a covering machine usually on the road. It's a really sad story. One of their players was just shot and killed. This is their first game back. I think they're going to get up for this game. Utah is going to come out fired up. And we also talk about USC does not like playing as a home favorite. We talked
about right, numerous dude. Times. They lost
USC does not Oregon like State. It no. in the Coliseum. Utah getting 3 points in the Coliseum. Just a real quick reference here. Kyle Whittingham is 12-2 on the road as a dog since 2014 at Utah. So give me Utah getting the 3
Lock
points
it in
at
now.
The Coliseum.
Love
and
it.
Here's the last one. I had to throw this one in. I don't love it, but I think it's gonna work for me. Last week we talked trash about the Big Ten. We said we're done with the Big Ten. Well, I'm giving one more Big Ten game.
Yeah.
Give me Illinois getting 11. Versus Wisconsin. The home team has covered 5 years in a row in this series. Illinois is the home team. They're getting 11. Wisconsin is 4-7 against the spread in their last 11 conference games. Illinois is 3-0 as a dog this season. Give me Illinois getting 11 points.
What do we say? I think my boy, who went to Wisconsin, he said fade Wisconsin the rest of the year. So let's fade him. Yeah. I like that pick. Let's go, man.
Those are my 3. I'm feeling a good 3-0 this weekend.
I like it, bro. Dude, I think it's a bounce back weekend for us for sure.
Definitely.
After last week. And it's pretty good games this week.
Yeah. All right,
let's on to
the pros, the big boys.
This is where we need to really I know I only took 2 last week and you had lean. Your leans were good, dude. Good shit.
My leans were good, and that's why I was leaning for 2 weeks in a row. Now I've got locks. I'm back in the game now.
Back.
I had to follow my leans. When my leans started to come through, now I know I'm ready.
All right. Can we all we always talk about a fishy line. Do you want to start with it? We both agree on it.
Give me
what was it? What Packers minus 3 at Bengals? Why is it only minus 3? Yeah. Packers on a roll right now. And Mixon's out. That's scary, bro. I'm not taking – Bengals aren't my pick, but that's the fishy line of the week.
I agree. Something's weird.
Something's weird about that. I'm not sure, but I could – don't be surprised if Bengals win, right?
Exactly. I'm with you. Fishy line. To me, my fishy line, I do think that's fishy. I also – it's not too fishy, but I know
Bengals
right
are
now.
I get it. Bengals are 3-1, but
– yeah.
Oh, you're saying – what was the game?
I was going to say the game that's on right now, the Seattle versus Rams game, even though the Seattle is losing, I will still be honest. I think I would have taken Seattle in this game.
Yeah.
Seattle was getting 2.5 at home. 95-96% of the money in Vegas was on the Rams in this
Once
game.
Once we saw that, bro, that's you take Seattle.
Bade the public.
Yeah.
I would have taken Seattle. They're losing right now, but this game's not over, but I am
it's never over
shot
Wilson.
During the game. I would have taken – I thought that was kind of weird how – and I think it actually closed at 3. I want to say
Did
Caesars
it really?
Closed it
wow.
at 3.
Vegas might
Even
get killed
all the money
on this.
On the Rams, that line still went to 3, which was super weird. So that's why I would have taken Seattle. This game's still going on right
Vegas
now.
Vegas might get killed on that game. Damn.
We'll see what happens.
Let's see. I mean, I took – Well, here's the thing. Another situational spot. I know Texans are bad, dude, but it just sets up. No. Gosh, no, because then Belichick against
second guess it. Belichick is rookie quarterback.
Yeah, so I'm not. No, I have to stay away. I'll stay away. Texans is a lean for me, though, just because they're coming off. Pats are coming off that huge. Yeah, yeah, but that's a lean. And, God, I don't really like the – oh, Niners plus five. Okay. At Cardinals. Dude, everyone fucking loves the Cardinals all of a sudden because they beat the Rams. But I'm taking a divisional game plus five. I think that's too high.
That's going to be a great game, I think. I think you're right. You know, that's a divisional game. It should be closer than that, I think.
Yeah. And then who do you got?
I got three leans and then two locks. My three leans real quick. I called it last week. I'm calling it again this week. In my lean, the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are just rolling right now. I really think the Cowboys might be one of the best teams in the entire NFL. If the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl, nobody'd be surprised. I think their defense is playing great. Their offense is high powered. They look really good. I think the only reason why I'm not taking it as a lock is because it's 7 points against the Giants. That seven just seems a little fishy to me. I thought it would have been more. It's a little fishy. I think the Cowboys should win. I will tell you, I took the Cowboys as my survivor. So the Cowboys are my survivor pick this week. So Pats, I think they win the game.
Patriots are my survivor.
Okay. My other lean real quick is I kind of like Miami getting 10 points, dude. Ooh. Battle for Florida. I kind of like Miami getting 10 points against the Bucs. Not going to take it, though, but I that's a lean. And my third lean, I think a lot of people are against this online from some of the research I've been doing. I think the Raiders bounce back big. The Raiders,
you think they bounce back?
Punched in the mouth last week against the Chargers on Monday night. They're playing the Bears.
I know he's starting, but dude, against a rookie
at home in Vegas. I think the Raiders bounce back big.
I like that. But again, because you know everyone's going to. Yeah. Oh, just your lean, huh?
Yeah, it's a lean. It's a lean.
Okay. So I guess the only two, because I told you the lean was Texans, but the other pick that I official locked, because I already took, who'd I already take? Niners plus five. My other one?
Niners 5.5.
Dude. Jags was 4.5, bro. Urban Meyer.
Oh, you're doing it.
Urban Meyer. I know I said it every second. But this is the greatest spot. They don't come through this week. Dude, Urban Meyer, everyone's
if the Jags win this week, you're a legend, bro. I think for the past 2 weeks you've said, I'm done with the Jags. I'm done with the Jags.
This is it. This is the last straw, man. Jags.
Third time's a charm.
Come on, bro. Hey, stay away from the bars, Urban Meyer. Just focus on the fucking Titans.
Stay away from the co-eds, bro. Stay away from the co-eds.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Rush week and the sororities are over, Urban.
Okay, what are your locks, bro?
My two locks real quick. Just again, you know, I like betting the dogs. So I got two dog locks. I like Washington getting 2 points at home against the Saints. The Saints, I don't think anybody can figure out who the hell they are. What the hell is the Saints' identity? Nobody knows. They beat the teams they should lose to. They lose to the teams they should be beating.
I know.
It doesn't make sense to me. So I like Washington getting 2 points at home against the Saints. I trust in Heinicke. I think they could beat the Saints no problem. Yeah. They might win outright. I like that game. The other one is I'm going for it, dude. Give me Buffalo getting 2.5 at KC on Sunday night.
I was going to bring that game up too. I'm glad you have a pick on it because that's obviously the game of the week. Probably the AFC preview, right? AFC
Championship game of the week. Here's the thing. I think KC was exposed last weekend. Yes, they beat Philly, but you know what though? Hurts showed the weaknesses in the secondary of KC.
I know, dude. Because
their secondary is Swiss cheese, dude. There's a lot of holes. Because Hurts, Josh Allen is just going to take advantage of that.
I like it because Hurts the week before looked horrible against Cowboys. Yeah, dude. And then obviously KC, they let anyone do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm betting on Josh Allen in that game. Okay. That's what I'm doing. Allen to carve them up.
I like that pick, but I think everyone's thinking like you are. I'm not saying you're not public. I know you like to pay it, but I want to see where the money's at that night because I think a lot of people are going to be on.
You could be right.
But then again, no, they always bet Mahomes, so maybe not. It might be 50-50. You know?
I just think, you know what it is, dude? I think everybody's expecting, it's the Chiefs. They're everybody's Super Bowl favorite. It's the Chiefs. The Chiefs. They're going to come around. What if they don't? Yeah. What if this is the Chiefs this year?
We obviously know their defense ain't going to come around.
Exactly. They're 1-3 right now. What if this is the Chiefs that we're seeing right now?
I think Chiefs and everybody in Seattle, was wrong. Chiefs in Seattle, I think the reason we like them because they're quarterbacks and they have But dude, they can only do so much. They're both defenses are pretty garbage. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a hell of a game.
Give me Josh Allen getting the points. I like it. And he wants revenge, dude. He lost to them what, twice last year? Once in the conference final.
They got killed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they've been circling that game.
They've had this game circled on their calendar since
last
year.
I like that, dude. I agree. I like it. Anything else?
That's where I'm going. I'm going to give you one more lock right here. Ready for this lock? I don't know if you're going to watch it or not. I'm into this kind of stuff. He's an underdog. Give me Wilder against Fury Saturday night. Wilder knocks Fury out. He is the underdog. I think he's going off at like plus two something right now. His only loss ever in his career was to Fury in the second fight. This is the third fight. Give me Wilder. It's USA versus England. It's coming home, bro. It's staying in the United States.
I like
the belts
it.
Are coming to the United States. Give me Wilder to pull the upset off and knock out Fury.
Oh, shit. All right. You heard it here first. If I decide to dabble in boxing this weekend, I'll take in Wilder. All right, let's go. And one game we forgot to leave out in college. Everyone's talking about it. It's did you hear about this game? Fucking, we have to have a pick. Dude, UConn at UMass?
The two worst teams? Okay, so I was actually going to take UConn a couple weeks ago in a play. Let me give you a quick stat right here. The only reason why I didn't take that game today or in my locks, you know, UConn is at home. They are 0-13 against the spread, and they are 2-19 against the spread this decade. Anytime they're at home, getting or minus less than 5 points. UConn is just so terrible. This game is,
give me UMass plus 3.5, right?
I'm going to go with you. Yeah. I'm going to say, give me the Minuteman.
Let's go, bro. I'll probably watch that over Georgia, Auburn, probably.
Dude, okay, real quick.
You're going a yard for that game, right?
We'll be there. We're going downwards. It's crunch time right here. So you know how, you know, there's only one undefeated left in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's only one team in the NFL that is still perfect against the spread. And there is only one team in college that is still perfect against the spread.
Who are those teams? Georgia?
No, Georgia is 3-1.
Okay.
But NFL is the Cowboys. Cowboys are a perfect 4-0 against the spread still.
Jesus.
Dude, college.
Who is it?
The team that burned me to death and outright won as a 31-point underdog. Bowling Green is still perfect against the
spread.
Yeah,
because I took against them last week. And they covered last week. God damn it, man. They play this week?
They do. They're playing, I think they're at home against Akron. Akron at Bowling Green, I believe. I don't even know what the spread is. I looked at the game. I'm staying away.
I'm sure they'll cover. I mean, they're on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. All right, man. Let's go. That was
money.
We did our best on this pod after having rally shots. That's what we do it for the people, right?
Do it for the pod, for the brand.
For the pod, bro. All right, let's bounce back. The main thing is, hopefully our picks do well, but the main thing is, let's go Dodgers. Let's go, baby. All right, man. We'll talk maybe Sunday or next week.
Oh, later. God. I'm ready.
All right.